أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ واعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. Then with regard to the same ayat where Allah says that we had promised to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he should come to Mount Tur and make i'tikaf for 40 nights and then Allah will grant him the Torah. But as soon as he left his people, then they took the offspring of an ox, a calf, and they made it their god. That was Samiri, who was from amongst them. He made this form like a statue, like an idol, and the wind that blew through it made a sound, and he told them that this is your Allah, this is your God, na'uzu billah. Musa alayhi salam is gone to look for Allah at Mount Tur, but ye is your Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says that and you were wrongdoers, ortum zanimte, you were great transgressors and wrongdoers. Allah reward the ulama how they have explained various points from this ayat and from every ayat of the Quran Sharif. One was that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we tried to explain yesterday, his whole life he made effort on the Bani Israel to take them away from the clutches of Fir'aun, who said that I am your great God, ana rabbukum al-a'la, and that the rivers of Egypt are flowing because of him. He controls them. So much effort Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made, got them to believe in Allah Ta'ala, the true one and only Allah, who has full control, power of everything, who created us and to whom we will return. But so soon they changed over and they returned towards the worship of this calf, of the offspring of an ox. Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, and you were great wrongdoers. That is, that after so much of effort of Musa alayhi salam, and so quickly you changed and you started worshipping this calf. And not only that, but that first Fir'aun said that he is your God. And Fir'aun was a human being, and it is quoted that he, for 400 years he ruled without a headache also. And he had an iron fist over the people. Nobody could challenge him in any way. So much of zulm he made that he killed all the male offspring of the Bani Israel. Great zulm that he made. But he was a human being, and outwardly he had some power which was given to as a human being. He could do what he wanted to. But Allah says that you people, he saved you from worshipping Fir'aun, from following his wrong teachings and his wrong commandments. And Musa alayhi salam brought you to obey Allah Ta'ala and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But you went to such an extent, you went so much astray, which Allah explains in one ayat also, وَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. There are many people who, in spite of having knowledge, and on their knowledge Allah Ta'ala misguides them. That is outward knowledge of this dunya. We know many people, non-believers, many people who have got this knowledge of dunya, they have, on that knowledge they are misguided. And they feel they know everything, and they know better in everything, and they don't even believe in Allah Ta'ala, atheists, etc. There are other people who have knowledge of deen, and in spite of the knowledge of deen, they are still misguided. So it is a knowledge that is enough, but it is that faith, that yaqeen, that iman on Allah which is required. So Allah says, when you people gave that up, then you went so much astray that you started worshipping this calf. And the calf, which is the baby, the offspring of an ox. And an ox is known for its stupidity. We also speak, your stupid ox, we say, that it is known for its stupidity. So you started worshipping such a stupid thing. And then not only the ox, but the baby of an ox, the offspring of an ox. And you started worshipping that. Fir'aun had somewhat of control, power. He was a human being. He could order things, etc. Though actually, no one has got any power besides Allah. But outwardly, Allah had given that. But an ox is so stupid, and more stupid than that, the baby, the offspring of an ox you started worshipping. And they took that as their God. So from here we learn that when we, the minute we start moving away from divine commandments, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, we go to man-made things, the orders and the laws of man and the creation, then we start slipping. And a person slips in such a way that he doesn't know when he slipped and how he carries on slipping. And then the worst is still if he justifies himself that I am right, I am doing the right thing. He's away from Allah, away from the commandments of Allah, and he still claims that I am right and I know better. And I am the know-all, and I've got everything. That Allah says, وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. The worst type of zulm a person falls in. Zulm, we all realize and know it is very evil. Anyone who makes zulm on anyone, whether it's a husband on the wife on the husband, whoever makes zulm, it's a terrible thing. But this zulm, that a person turns away from Allah, then he goes so much into darkness and so low that here we see Allah illustrates for us. They started worshipping not only an animal, but a stupid animal, an ox. And not the ox, but the offspring of an ox. And they regarded that as their God. So we also have to be careful. If we don't stick firmly to the commandments of Allah, worship of Allah, turning to Allah, and we turn to other things besides that, we also get misled and we go astray. And the worst is when we still justify it and we feel that I know better. The doors of Hidayat close on such a person. A person who still says, Ya Allah, guide me if I'm wrong, guide me towards the right, there is great hope of the Hidayat of that person. But Allah Ta'ala, as we will read there now in the ayat in front, that Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, even after that Allah forgave them. So we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Always turn, never have this pride, I know better. And the law, and we give preference to man-made laws over the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And we give preference to creation over the Creator. That is very dangerous. But if we still make tawbah and we turn to Allah, Allah Ta'ala, ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ, Allah still forgives also. And the Bani Israel were the chosen people at that time. We are the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we will turn to Allah, Allah will definitely also forgive us. So we must return to Allah, return to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and return to our masajid, and turn to Allah, and prepare for akhirat, which is our final abode. In there lies our salvation and all our goodness. May Allah give us all tawfiq.